From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. NASA plans to put humans back on the moon by 2024, but some in Congress are concerned about the lack of detailed budgets and mission specifications. Perhaps the most audacious part of the plan is the timeline. NASA was originally tasked to return to the moon by 2028, but President Donald Trump moved the finish line ahead by 4 years. The decision to accelerate was part of a political calculation, said NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine. Dale Denwald, who covers technology for the Oklahoman, recently spoke with Administrator Bridenstine. And Dale, what did he say about that new ambitious timeline?
He said that NASA could get it done. He apparently has confidence in the ability of NASA engineers and officials at NASA who have to talk to Congress to be able to, number one, get the money to do what they want, and also to complete the science. And you don't only have to research things, you also have to build them. You also have to test them, and testing the components, testing the procedures. These things are all very important when you talk about putting a human being inside of a machine and sending it all the way to the moon, and not only all the way to the moon, but back, because you got to get it back, of course. And so all of these things, it takes time. And so the question that I think a lot of people have is this too fast? Is NASA, is the president trying to push this mission too fast? You know, it was originally set that that astronauts would return to the moon in 2028. The goal is 2024. Now they've cut 4 years off of that timeline, and you know, Bridenstine says that obviously they can get it done, but remains to be seen. And this is another thing that members of Congress are worried about, is that even though NASA has detailed kind of an outline of what they want to do, they haven't given the full picture of how much they expect it to cost and a lot of the details that some members of Congress are hoping.
Yeah. You know, this last Saturday was the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, when man first walked on the moon. And so kind of a lot of renewed excitement around that concept. And reading about that time in 1969 and really the 60s and that race to get onto the moon, there's kind of some similarity here, because President Kennedy had said, "Hey, we're gonna before the end of the decade, before 1970, we'll put a man on the moon," and that wasn't something NASA had necessarily put into its calculations. It was the president saying, "This is what we want to do. We want to be bold and ambitious," and NASA was just left to say, "All right, we will get fit. Somehow we will figure it out." It kind of seems like we've done the moon before, so maybe it's not as ambitious, but still quite a monumental task to do it again. Kind of just reminded me of some similarities.
Right, and that's something when I talked to Congressman Frank Lucas, that's something that he mentioned as well, that President Kennedy gave such a definite timeline of when he wanted to get to the moon. This was a time when, obviously, listen, the moon race was more than just about getting to the moon, right? This was about asserting U.S. dominance in space, showing that we had the best scientists, showing that we had the best pilots, the best, kind of infrastructure to be able to get people into space. And space is really important when your main goal of deterrence is to lob missiles through space at each other. And so, it was really important, I think, for the United States to say that it was better than the Soviet Union at doing these things. And by the way, the moon is an amazing place, an amazing goal to try to reach. So, why not do that? And I think the return to the moon now, when I was talking to Frank Lucas, he had kind of the same belief that, that people should be a little worried that, that China is kind of stepping ahead of us in the space race. They have plans already, maybe even further along than we do, to go back to the moon.
Yeah. You had a conversation recently, an interview with Administrator Bridenstine, who's a former Oklahoma congressman, and you can watch that interview in its entirety on the Oklahoman's YouTube page. But one of the things that Bridenstine said about the future of NASA is that it was really, for him and for leaders, going to become a public-private partnership. Specifically, what does he feel like that will look like moving forward?
I'm not sure exactly what it will, or what he thinks it will look like, but it will definitely be more along the lines of private companies operating by themselves in space, mm-hmm. right? Because in the 1960s and 50s and 70s, there were, you know, private companies did contract with NASA. You know, you had the private mm-hmm. companies building some of these rockets and space capsules and things like that. But today you've got, you know, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk wanting to send people to space on their own dime, essentially. Yeah. You have Boeing astronauts. You know, they're not NASA astronauts. They're Boeing astronauts who could go up in the Orion capsule. And I think that once, especially once we have a mission at the moon, a dedicated mission at the moon, once we have the so-called Gateway that's going to be an orbiting logistics station, you're going to see private companies look for ways to find a profit in the stars, so to speak. You know, they could go to the moon and set up a mining operation and convert some of the water that we know is there into fuel for future missions, so that a lunar mission or a Mars mission doesn't have to carry all of its fuel mm-hmm. from Earth.
Yeah. Well, much like it was in the 60s, a deadline to reach the moon has been set. NASA's underway to try to meet that deadline. Dale, with this Apollo 11 anniversary, you have a series of stories, four to be exact, on the anniversary of Apollo 11, but also looking at Oklahoma's relationship with space, both past and in the future. You can read that now at oklahoman.com, and in a special presentation package called Man on the Moon. Dale, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.